GOP History, Vice President J.D. Vance to serve as RNC Finance Chair. By Hannah Knudsen on March 18, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance will serve as the Republican National Committee's RNC Finance Chair, playing a key role in growing the GOP's majority in the midterm elections, according to reports. A sitting vice president has never served in this capacity for the Republican Party. But history has been made after the RNC Executive Committee voted unanimously in favor of Vance serving in this role. The vice president told Fox News Digital his role is all about fully enacting the MAGA mandate and growing a majority in Congress. Simply put, Vance explained that in order to keep the MAGA agenda moving forward, it is necessary to win in the 2026 midterms. But to fully enact the MAGA mandate and President Trump's vision that voters demanded, we must keep and grow our Republican majorities in 2026. Vance told the outlet, expressing excitement to work with RNC leadership to build the war chest we need to deliver those victories next November. President Trump is also supporting Vance playing this key role, predicting he will do a fantastic job as RNC Finance Chair. He knows how to fight and win tough races, he said, adding, I'm glad he'll be working with Michael Whatley to help us secure our elections, get out the vote, and win big next year. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley described Vance as one of our party's most talented messengers as well as a thought leader who has helped remake the GOP into the party of working Americans representing the forgotten men and women of our country. I am continuously thankful to President Trump for the leadership and direction he provides the party, and I'm honored to work with Vice President Vance to grow our party and ensure President Trump has the votes in Congress to make America great again, he told Fox News Digital. All the while, the GOP is continuing to focus on the issue of election integrity, a major victory for them in the last election cycle. When I became RNC chairman, President Trump gave me a clear directive, secure the vote, Whatley said. We successfully did that in 2024. Now, we're already hard at work for 2026, setting the rules of the road, making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. He added, building their volunteer program and continuing to pursue legal challenges. Whatley also described Trump's speech before Congress as an absolute tour de force, encapsulating the MAGA agenda, which the GOP hopes to move forward. You know, in part, it was a victory lap over what he has already accomplished in the last 6 weeks. In part, it was a call to arms, Whatley told Breitbart News Daily. It was that the rest of the administration and Congress need to see this through. Need to see the vision accomplished, and need to carry out this implementation, he added.